Recording 14.
Hello, Jack. How much longer before you leave for Hong Kong?
Hi, Claire. It's about a month now. Actually, I could use a bit of advice. You used to live there, didn't you?
That's right. What sorts of things do you need to know?
Well, I've got to find somewhere to live quite quickly. The company are only paying for me to stay in a hotel for 1 week. Will that be enough?
Yes, you should be able to find something by then, but you'll need to allow a bit of extra time to get over the jet lag. There's a big time difference between there and the UK.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. What's the accommodation like?
Well, the rooms tend to be smaller than here, but you can get bigger places on one of the other islands. A friend of mine rented a lovely place on Lama Island. The only problem was he had to get up really early to catch the ferry to work.
What's the transport like generally?
Oh, fantastic. The underground system is called the MTR, and there are trains every couple of minutes, so you don't have to wait for ages like we do here. You should try to use it whenever you can. The bus system is a bit more complicated, because there are normal double-decker buses, but there are also smaller buses called public light buses. They only stop when you ask them to, so you'll have to learn some Cantonese if you want to take one of those. The Star Ferry is amazing. It's so cheap, and you get the best view of the harbour. You really have to see it to believe it. You should always carry plenty of loose change, though, for the buses and the ferries.
The company has offered us Cantonese lessons when I get there. Do you think I should take them?
Oh, definitely. You must have lessons if you want to be able to pronounce things correctly. You don't need to speak Cantonese in the bigger shops, but you'll need some basic phrases when you go shopping in the local market.
Is there anything else I need to know?
Well, nowadays you have to get a work permit before you go. We didn't have to worry about those when I was there.
Yes, that's already taken care of.
And you mustn't dress too casually for work. Everyone dresses really well in Hong Kong.
I'll remember that.
Oh, and you needn't buy lots of guidebooks before you go. You can get great ones there for a fraction of the price. Also, you ought to take lots of passport photos with you. You'll find you need lots to fill in any application forms.
Great. I'm getting pretty excited now.
I'm not surprised. Oh, one last thing.
What's that?
You must invite me to visit you.